Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because I've experienced the power that comes from believing in the promise of possibility. I seek out rainbows. I seek out hope. I seek out adventure into places not known before. There's something amazing about stepping into a place that I have never seen. I had a magical place that I discovered when I was a teenager. I would drive up to a local waterfall hangout during the fall and spring before others made their way to the spot or after they had gone away for the season. Once they were no longer there, enjoying the falls and jumping from the cliffs into the pools below, I could encounter the quiet that the falls provided. And I would hike the hills and climb around the rocks. One day I made my way along a cliffside. It was paper thin, the edge where I was walking. And I stepped out through some shrubs onto a rock that felt almost fluffy because the mist from the falls had allowed a thick bed of moss to cover the rock. So I sat down on that moss and I lost myself in the rainbows that danced on the mist. It became my secret hideout. It turned out that even when people did show up at the falls unexpected doing their own hiking, they didn't even notice me. The shrubs kind of encased the rock in such a way that I could see the falls and enjoy the falls, but really others didn't see me. Because I was willing to venture into a place that I had never been, I discovered a hideaway that became a well of renewal for me all through high school and most of college. I visited when my grandfather died. I visited when I had my heart broken. I visited when I lost a good friend to a drunk driving accident. It helped me find hope, that moss-covered rock and those dancing rainbows. I've always been up for adventure, because I learned early on that some of the best things are discovered when I step into the unknown and I allow myself to experience new or different. I chose my college in part because it was as far as I could go from my childhood home without leaving the state and paying out of state tuition. I jumped into the new experience with both feet, meeting people from all over the globe and getting to know them and their unique customs. I've always been up for meeting new people and encountering their new ideas or their unique way of thinking, as long as they did not try to force me to accept those ideas as my own. I attended church with a friend, and in part because different denominations and services have always fascinated me, but mostly because it was revival and she received points for each guest she brought. There's usually some reason to my madness. I enjoyed the service until the end when I was told that I had to, quote-unquote, walk the aisle if I wanted to be saved. Now, I understood what they were trying to say to me, but I couldn't get them to understand that I had a personal relationship with Christ even though I had never officially walked the aisle according to their custom. I want to experience more, and I want to learn more, but I want to be allowed to then take that knowledge and that understanding and turn it towards myself. This sense of intrigue or interest or adventure, however you want to label it, it has made it possible for me to be open to the new and the unexpected despite the negatives I have encountered in my life. See, I have been stalked, But I'm still open to trusting people. I have been bullied, but I am still open to growing friendships. I have been lied to, but I am still open to believing. The best relationship foundations occur when I am willing to be open about my journey and for what lies along the path. I need to be open to new opinions and ideas. It turns out that not everyone believes the same things I believe. I need to be open to a variety of tastes. Variety is not only the spice of life, but it is also the key to balanced health. I need to be open to different directions. The more I learn, the more I realize there is more than one way to get there. I need to be open to unexpected experiences. Stay closed. I am still going to encounter unexpected. So why not be open and willing to experience that unexpected? I need to be open to unique interpretations. Every eye will see the image with a different perspective because every eye is unique. I moved all the chairs from the dining room table, even though I love the chairs. I'd just gotten them a few months ago. But I moved them all from the dining room table, and I tried them in a different location to see how they would work there. And then I put some new chairs that I'd just gotten around the dining room table. I was open to the possibility that the new chairs would work better at the table, one, because there was more of them, and the old chairs would work better elsewhere because they were so big and fluffy. But I ended up moving everything back the next day. I learned something from my openness about how I wanted to use the space in our home and about how things looked in that space. That is what being open does. It creates the opportunity for learning, and learning allows for growing. And it is the growth that I begin developing the relationship foundations that will keep me focused on the path ahead. Openness allows for possibilities. Openness frees the imagination. Openness makes the way for all things to become possible. A few years back, I determined that I would take a green smoothie challenge that would last for 4 weeks. 4 weeks of almost all raw foods. And up until then, about the only raw food I had had was a salad. I'm still not sure what prompted me to take the challenge because I'm just not a smoothie kind of gal, but I jumped right in. I tried to follow all the recipes, and I ended up using my main dish as a side dish for my family meal so that my kids and my husband could experience the raw as well. I discovered that I really enjoyed the flavor of raw garlic, and I never thought about I would like something like that. I also ate raw zucchini, even though I'd probably never even had zucchini, maybe once or twice in a recipe. I was open to the green smoothie challenge, and because I was open, I was in a position to experience new things that I would have never experienced otherwise. I can now have conversations with people about that raw food experience that I would never have been able to carry on before. I have to be open, not just in what I do, but in who I can encounter. When I choose to be open, then I get into a position to experience new things, new people, and new possibilities. I need to be open to new opinions and ideas. I don't have to agree with those opinions and ideas, but when I choose to be open, then I can learn from them. I attended a church with a friend while I was in college. Now, the customs in the church were completely new to me. I'd never attended a church like that. I didn't think I agreed with them. I felt like I didn't agree with them, but I wasn't completely sure why. So I spent the next few days researching the customs through Scripture. I filtered what I had learned through Scripture so that I could understand why I had the feelings I had. Now, I didn't try to fix the church. I didn't try to fix my friend. I just took the openness of that experience and found a way to learn from it. That is how being open should work. It is a learning experience. I need to be open to a variety of tastes, just like the green smoothie, but the tastes in music or in entertainment, not just in food. The new experiences do not have to be my favorite, but I learn and grow just by making the choice to experience. I had the chance to attend an event with a friend that was being hosted by someone from another country. When we sat down to dinner, I knew the plate held food, but I had no idea what it was or what it was made up of. "Try it first," my friend requested. I tried it, and I liked it. It was nothing too eccentric, but if I had asked first, then I likely would not have even eaten any of what was offered. I would have just kind of pushed it around the plate so that I would not have been rude. But I wouldn't have actually tried it. Being open helps me to try things I might have otherwise passed by. I need to be open to different directions. The way I get there and the way you get there may not be the same, and both may offer something worth experiencing. I was driving to an event that I had attended for 10 years. We always took the same path, the direct path, the fast path. This year there was an accident on the main interstate, so my husband and I decided to take a smaller highway. Well, let's just say it twisted and turned around some amazing scenery. Places that I had never encountered, despite having lived just a couple of hours, from all of them all my life. The different direction revealed some hidden jewels that only that new direction could have shown me. Being open allows me to discover things only visible from the new direction. I need to be open to unexpected experiences because life is full of unexpected. And if I'm open to them, then they will feed me instead of holding me down or pushing me back. I set out on a visit to a friend in Florida. Only halfway there, the car started smoking. That's never a good thing. I had a 2-day layover but I used that time instead of feeling like that time was stolen from me. I learned about the city where I had been relocated. I discovered some interesting shops and some fun dining establishments. And I invested the rest of my time sunning by the pool of the hotel and reading. I was open to making the most of the unexpected, and so I got something out of it instead of having walked away with wasted efforts. Being open is often about making the most of the moment. And I need to be open to unique interpretations. Not everyone thinks like I think, and when I'm open to their unique way of thinking, I may just discover something I would have missed. My son was explaining something to me the other day, and I knew it was wrong, but then I stopped myself from thinking about what was wrong, and instead, I recognized that it wasn't a matter of right and wrong. It was a matter of listening to something that he considered important. His insights, although ridiculous on the surface, did have something of value stirring underneath. I only discovered the hidden currents when I let myself be open to what my son had to share. Being open allows me to see with the eyes of another person, at least for a moment. I need to be willing if I want to experience more. I need to be adventurous if I want to experience life outside the box. I need to be open if I want to lay a foundation for relationships, because each person that I engage will be unique from the others. Without openness, I will always struggle to build relationships in my life. Without that openness, I will always have a guard up that keeps me from fully encountering the other person. Without openness, I will never be in a position to experience all that life has for me. It is up to me to clear out the barriers so that I am open to what lies ahead. It's a scary place to be, being open, because you become vulnerable, but it is worth the risk to be open to the new encounters. I'm willing to try new things, sometimes just to see what happens. In 2005, we built up a show garden that covered almost 2 acres. In the spring of 2006, when it came time for the first weeding and first tilling, I suggested lighting a match and setting fire to the beds. I mean, why not? It was the same process we used on the vegetable garden before we turned it each year. Although later on, that some gardening experts told me that you should never ever light fire to your flower beds. I found that in our garden, it worked just fine. Sometimes you just have to try. You have to be willing to experience and be open to the new. My favorite phrase in all the world is, "We've never done it that way before." Okay, not so much. We attended a church at one time that wanted to grow up and to change and to affect the world. I asked once what they were willing to change, because wanting change and being willing to change are two different things. One of the elders explained that they were willing to change anything, as long as it wasn't something they liked. They didn't want change. They wanted to have the results of change set upon them without having to invest the efforts. They wanted to have the benefits of change without having to step into the unknown or encounter the unexpected. Solomon spoke of the importance of being open in Proverbs 18:13. He warns that if you answer something before hearing it, then it's on you. It's your folly. It's even your shame. So I have to take the time to be open to what others have to say about something before I can understand something and respond. And the truth is that even after I hear, I will never fully understand, because I'm not where they are, because I'm not who they are, and I can never completely get into what lies deep in their hearts. The key to following what Solomon teaches is to always filter the hearing through the Word and the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 7, Jesus is teaching his disciples about finding the way and following the way. He tells them to seek and to ask and to knock. He's encouraging them to move in a direction outside of the ordinary and outside of the expected, a direction where they have never done it that way before. But he puts a warning on the understanding of being open in Matthew 7:15, according to the King James translation. Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." In other words, listen to others, but do not simply believe them. Do not be simple in your understanding. Jesus goes on to explain that we have to be able to tell the truth by the fruit that others bear. In other words, I have to not just hear what they say, but I have to watch what they do with what they say. I also have to compare what they say to what the Word says. It's my job to filter and to understand and to be alert. I'll confess to you, I have yet to agree with every word that every preacher has ever preached. Some of the great evangelists that I've heard over my lifetime, I have a different understanding of some of the scripture that they taught upon. But I listen to their teaching because they do see things different from me. I'm open to what they have to say, and I take notes from what they say. Sometimes it's just a question that I want to research later on. And then I invest in sifting through those notes during my prayer and study time. I take it upon myself to learn from what they've shared and to make it my own through that filter of the Word. I'm open, but I heed the warning from Jesus and look for the fruits. Not just for the fruits, but for the direction and guidance that Jesus himself provided and that the Holy Spirit is leading me to. John says it more plainly in 1 John 4 when he tells us not to trust everyone. He states that there are many false prophets out there. John says that we are to test the spirits, to test the teaching. Hold it up to the Word for ourselves. We cannot let someone else do it for us. We have to see if it is from God. And if it's not from God, then there's only one other place from which it can come. But let me tell you something. There are times when the teaching is specific to me. There's one part of it that is from God, and I just let the rest of it go. I understand, at least a little way, a little bit, why some are fearful of change and of trying new things and being open. It's a scary place to be. When others take advantage or hurt me, then I sometimes struggle to step out in confidence again, to be open to that next encounter because of that hurt past. I have to find a way to let it go. To let go of the past, to see beyond the hurts. I have to find a way to get to that place where I can encounter the possibilities and blessings of God again by being open to what He has for me. Thank you for sharing with me today. Let's reach out and be open to relationships. Remember, I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember to be blessed and to be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.